principle number 10 on page 27, spiritual teacher. When we become aware that our lives revolve around serving ourselves, and we want to engage in the spiritual work of transcending this, we need to seek the guidance of a spiritual teacher. Ideally, a spiritual teacher is someone who has already attained the state of true giving and attachment to God. If you're unable to find someone on this level, then we need to seek out someone to learn from who is at least actively striving to overcome the ego and connect to God. Because ideally, a spiritual teacher is someone who's already attained the state of true giving and attachment to God. And that's huge. If we can find someone like that, we're in good shape. If we're unable to find someone on this level, then we need to seek out someone to learn from who is at least actively striving to overcome the ego and connect to God. Right? If we can't find somebody who's completed their spiritual journey, we want to find someone who's actively working on it. The Baal Sulam, who all of this information is coming from, was someone who completed their spiritual journey. So a student of the Baal Sulam is sitting next to somebody who's already there, completely. The merit to such a teacher. So if we're not meriting to have connection to somebody who's actually completed their spiritual journey, which most of us don't have connection to that, then we want to be searching out somebody who is actively working on themselves spiritually. One aspect of spiritual learning cannot be found in books. It is only learned experientially by being in the presence of a person who is attached to God. Attached to God, meaning at every moment, someone who's trying to connect themselves to God. To be in the consciousness, trying to constantly be in the consciousness that we're in the presence of God. Trying to consciously and actively work towards being in the state of giving an unconditional love. So from the beginning of this paragraph again, one aspect of spiritual learning cannot be found in books. It is only learned experientially by being in the presence of a person who is attached to God. When we are sensitive to that person's high spiritual level, our souls are uplifted and inspired. We feel love and awe, and our thoughts are directed to God. These feelings that are tangible in the presence of a person attached to God are very important for our spiritual development, as they help us develop our love and awe for God. The elevated way that we act, speak, and think in the presence of a person attached to God inspires us to act, speak, and think in a way appropriate to the presence of God. So it's saying that when we become interested in working actively on developing spiritually, we need to search for a spiritual teacher to help learn from and guide us. Now, who's the right spiritual teacher for one person is different than who's the right spiritual teacher for somebody else. We learned that we're all souls, and that every one of our souls is a unique reflection of God's light. So every one of us has our own particular, beautiful, unique, individual path that we're growing through, that we're journeying through, towards experiencing all of God's goodness. And each of our souls are in different places along the journey. So we each need to find a teacher that in the moment where we are now will be helpful for us in progressing. But a teacher is somebody who's not just somebody who knows some spiritual information, as many people do, but a true spiritual teacher is somebody who's actually been working on themselves spiritually, which is much harder to find. Because the spiritual teacher is not just to pass on information we can read in a book, but a spiritual teacher is to help pass on consciousness. Experiencing our spiritual teacher is inspiring us to our higher self. to experience a person who's working on themselves spiritually, inspires us to be working on ourselves spiritually. So he says, the elevated way that we act, speak, and think in the presence of a person attached to God inspires us to act, speak, and think in a way appropriate to the presence of God. So I've had the great privilege to be in the presence of Rebbe Gottlieb, who this material is translated from. And I believe Rebbe Gottlieb to be one of the foremost spiritual personalities in the world today. So when I'm in the presence of Rebbe Gottlieb, it's a powerful thing. Now, somebody else could also be in the presence of the Rebbe and not know what the Rebbe's all about and where he is spiritually and what he's doing and not appreciate the importance of the Rebbe. So could be in the Rebbe's presence and it would be nothing for that person. But for somebody who's sensitive to who it is that we're in the presence of, so we're automatically, our whole being is uplifted. Extremely important person walks into a room and stand up, stop what we're doing, pay attention, see if there's something we could do in that moment. The way we would act in that moment, the way we would speak in that moment, even what we would be thinking about in that moment would change to the extent that we are aware of the importance of the person that we're in the presence of. So from the presence of a very high spiritual teacher, in those moments we're going to be acting the best way that we can, most uplifted way. What we're going to say in the presence of a high spiritual person is going to be uplifted speaking. And even what we'll be thinking about, our thoughts will be uplifted spiritually in the presence of somebody so spiritual. So there's a learning that's not in the books, that's in the actual experience of being in the presence of a very high spiritual person, someone that we can learn from, a spiritual teacher. All of that learning between us and a spiritual teacher in that way we're talking about now, just that experience of being in the presence of a high spiritual person. The idea is that we then, what we've actually tangibly experienced in those moments, we then realize that, well, that's really how we could be acting all the time. When the high spiritual person comes into our presence, we're acting, speaking, and thinking in an uplifted way. And when the person leaves our presence, so, okay, we go back and relax. Whew. But we're in the presence of God every single moment. As high as a spiritual person is, they're a person. And we're in the presence of that which is, you know, infinitely more spiritual. So, although our being in the presence of God is often not so tangible for us, but when somebody very important and spiritual comes in our presence, it's very tangible for us. So it affects the way that we're acting, speaking, and thinking in a very tangible way that we can feel. And then as we become aware of how we act, all those things were uplifted for us, we can then know what that feels like and now try to copy-paste that to every moment of our life. So this is just a learning of being in the presence of a very high spiritual person. And then beyond that, if we can have a spiritual teacher, find our spiritual teacher that we continually learn with and learn from, is a very important aspect of our spiritual development. So let's end for now, and we'll continue, God willing, discussing this principle next time.